Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to a brand new episode of the I Want More Action podcast. You could follow us at I Want More Action on Instagram or visit our website, iwantmoreaction.com. What movie are we doing today, Frank?
All right, Chris. Well, today we're doing Godzilla vs. Kong. And in Godzilla vs. Kong, it's the epic next chapter in the cinematic monsterverse, pits two of the greatest icons in motion picture history against one another, the fearsome Godzilla and the mighty Kong, with humanity caught in the balance.
Of course, they are.
Yeah, if that's not the most hyped up synopsis
movie ever heard. Oh, yeah, it's throwing it at you right there. This came out in 2021, directed by Adam Wingard. It stars, the two main stars really, are Alexander Skarsgård and Millie Bobby Brown from Stranger Things.
Yes.
So what did you think of Godzilla vs. Kong?
I thoroughly enjoyed Godzilla vs. Kong. I liked it much more than the original, well, other Godzilla come out in 2013 or whatever it was?
2014? Maybe, something like that, yeah.
I liked it better than that version, and I liked it better than the version King of Monsters. Godzilla King of Monsters.
It doesn't have as good of special effects as the 1964 version, but...
No, not as close as that, but...
The Kong suit looks way better than...
The Kong suit, the unmoving face, facial features...
It's a goofy look on his face the whole movie.
The whole movie. Wide-eyed smile, Godzilla Kong
never gets angry, just like kind of like, just looks like a little...
One facial expression the whole movie. It's amazing.
It's so sad, like, that's what we got back then, but it was 1960-something, like, how, you know what I mean? Like,
kids loved it. Kids ate it up, you know.
Of course, it was King Kong versus Godzilla. Yeah. Japan was like, how are we gonna make our own King Kong suit? I know. Let's make this goofy monkey.
Let's get a gorilla costume from the costume store and just rag it up a little bit more, and let's have it look like that.
But, that fight is so great in that old one, like... They're trying to do, like, quote-unquote, like, kung fu stuff.
Yes, they are, yeah. It's weird. It's really weird, because they actually try, like, a fighting style in that. In the old...
Kung fu?
Yeah, kung fu, exactly, yeah.
He pushed the tree down his throat is the best part.
That's the funniest thing in the world, because it's clearly a fake head of a lizard, and he's just trying to shove it down.
Takes the tree to shove it down his throat.
It's like, eat your vegetables, bitch.
Eat some greens.
It's really funny, though, yeah.
I also liked it, like, so some of the storyline's just stupid, but, it's a monster movie, and they have to gear some of it towards kids, right?
Yes.
So, Millie Bobby Brown's part of the movie is absolutely horrible.
And she's been in all these movies, all the Godzilla films, too. So, it's
kind of...
She's not in the first one.
What's
she's
his
in the
name's
one.
In it? The guy who plays Kick-Ass?
Yes, yes.
But she's in the last... She's in the whole last one.
Yeah, and she's, like, one of the main characters in the last one, too. And she's kind of like the one who's like kind of like on Godzilla's side in the movie.
Yes,
because Kong has his own kind of like crew of people that's kind of on his side, so they had to balance it out with her.
If you picture like a UFC fight and they have like their managers and everything around them, like Kong got his own crew and then Godzilla has like his three people.
I feel like Godzilla got ripped off a bit.
No, he did. Yeah, he got this crazy guy and two kids.
Yeah, literally. Yes, a nutcase and two children. Yep.
Yeah, because there's like I don't know who the actor is. He's basically playing Alex Jones.
Yeah, but he's also a more annoying version of Alex Jones, if you could be more annoying than Alex Jones. But he really comes off like that.
Alex Jones.
He's like more annoying. But yeah, he's the one that basically figures out that like this the company Monarch, I think it's called.
Is it Monarch?
I think it's Monarch.
Yeah,
is the one.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Monarch was the villains in the last couple of movies, so.
Yeah, but
Monarch's
the
good guy, just the other one.
I forgot what the name. Oh, Alpha. I think it's Alpha.
Is it?
Alpha,
I don't know. Something. Whatever the bad guys corporate. Yeah. Monarch's the good guys.
Monarch's good. Alpha is like the bad company. So spoiler alert. If you don't want to watch the movie, any spoilers, watch the movie because we're going to get into spoilers here for us to talk about the movie. Basically, Alpha is a company that's designing Mechagodzilla.
Yeah. With the head of Ghidorah.
With the head of Ghidorah that's not in the robot. It's actually on like another site.
If you ever saw Pacific Rim, how like they put the things on their heads, and how the bad guy puts the thing on his head and controls the monster,
yes,
it's like the exact same thing.
It's the same idea. Like on like a remote site, there's like the head of Ghidorah, and like this guy sits inside of it and controls Mechagodzilla remotely. And basically, they're trying to do this because humans want to create the alpha monster, I guess, of the planet, and they want that to be Mechagodzilla. And of course, Godzilla still senses Ghidorah, and that's why he ends up attacking humans in the first place, because he wants to attack, because he kind of senses what's going on.
They basically keep moving Ghidorah's skull to force Godzilla to keep attacking different parts of the world to make Godzilla look bad.
Yeah, to make him look unprovoked, yes. Yeah.
And what else is going on is unfortunately, they don't have a power source that can power Mechagodzilla long enough. They can only power him for like 45 seconds or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he shuts down. Yeah.
But this is so ridiculous. So there's another basically world in the middle of the Earth that the Titans come from.
Yes.
And yeah. In there, they sense their senses are picking up this like massive power source that they know they can use to power Mechagodzilla.
Yep.
But only King Kong can take them there because he's from there. His relatives are from there, and they think through like ancestral imprinting, he knows how to get back there through this hole that goes to the center of the Earth.
By the way, this is all based off like some one crazy guy's book.
Yes, one,
like
one
like all of this is based off of one
got
dude's
ragged on yeah. by like his like contemporaries.
Exactly. So all this whole theory is based off of one guy's theory of how this whole thing works too.
But it turns out to be true.
Yeah. To the T, it's all true. Yeah.
So they go back there, and it turns out like Kong's ancestors used to rule this Titan
world,
underground world.
Yes. Yeah.
And that one of Godzilla's or his ancestors' spine, one of those things, scales.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is the power source that they're looking at? Like it can like conduct its own power.
Yeah, I guess the scales was like these rocks, these like gravity rocks.
It's very weird. When he puts the scale, like the that's like an axe made out of the scale. When he puts it in the ground, like these like power sources come out of nowhere.
Yeah, yeah, it's weird. It's really weird what it is, but yeah, that's what they're basically looking for.
Yeah,
is this like infinite power source essentially is what it is.
But Godzilla can also sense that, and that's where the fight comes in.
Yes, yeah, because he kind of basically knows
Godzilla puts
on.
A hole to the middle of the planet and taunts Kong like let's do this.
Yeah, literally, and that's what gets Kong to go up to and also the big city fight is in Hong Kong also.
Yes.
That's
their second fight. They fight in a ship too.
Yeah, they fight out in the ocean also. Yes, which is really cool.
But Godzilla just happens to be on the way to Hong Kong to go and like look for Ghidorah's head. And Kong happens to be traveling in the same area.
Or it's like Kong, I guess, like senses also.
Do they sense
alpha.
Each other?
Like he senses. That's why they have Kong in the dome in the beginning because they're trying to hide him from Godzilla because he knows he'll sense him or whatever or something like that. But ultimately this movie is just an excuse to get Godzilla and Kong together, have them fight.
And the story is really convoluted and dumb.
Yeah.
It really is. But what you want from this movie, they do deliver that at least.
They do. They give you a Kong versus Godzilla fight, a couple of those fight scenes, and then you have, of course, a Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla, and then a Kong Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla, which is what we all want. So it definitely delivers.
And the movie's only an hour and like 45 minutes; like it doesn't overstay.
Yes.
And in that hour, you also like you get a plenty of action in that hour. Like, yeah, the stupid human stuff is happening, but it never bogs the movie down. It's just dumb. But it doesn't slow the pace.
It doesn't bog it down like it does in the first two films, where it's more about the humans than it is actually about the
and
monsters themselves.
And you're sitting there for two hours and 30 minutes.
And it's like 2.5 hour film, close to it, yeah. No, you're right. I think this definitely does it right, where it focuses more on the monsters. It just gives you more of what you want. You want a monster movie, you want monsters fighting. Just give us that and we'll be happy. And that's what they did. You know,
they interviewed Adam Wingard, right, the director, and they were like, you know, all the other movies are 2.5 hours, and a lot of fans are like, why is this is the epic conclusion? Why 2.5 hours? And Adam Wingard's response was, if I make the movie another 40 minutes longer, you're not going to get more monster fights. You're just going to get more people. That's what everyone hates.
Exactly. Because at some point, monsters fighting for too long becomes kind of like...
And your budget explodes for another 40 minutes of monster fights.
And it just becomes derivative of what you already have before. It's the same old thing. It's like, what else more are you going to do, right? You have to have the patience so that it continually builds to a bigger thing. And this movie does that. Yeah. And it doesn't overstay its welcome, where it's like, okay, now what are you going to do, right? Like, you've kind of blew your load. Now what else are you going to take it from here? What are you going to do with it?
One thing that really I really like about the movie is that it never slows down.
Yeah,
but like the director's and cinematographer's foot are always on the pedal, and you're like, there's always something really cool to look at.
There's always something really going on to move the plot forward. Yes. You're never like, you know, I mean, there's a lot of that Millie Bobby scenes where it's like
things that like move the plot. Like they're annoying. What's going on?
They don't focus too long on them.
Yes,
like just when it gets unbearable, they cut away to like something else and something else happens. So it's like, all right,
Alexander Skarsgård is the one that's following Kong. And it turns out, like, that story is actually interesting.
Yes, yeah, exactly. That's the one where it's like, oh, wait, this actually has more going on than...
There's some meat on the bone there.
Then literally just Millie Bobby is just why is Godzilla attacking? Oh, because it's Ghidorah, and that's... And you kind of know that already halfway through the movie, because they show you this skull. Like, you already know what's going on as an audience member. You don't need to
kind of just follow them around, sneaking, not to get caught.
Exactly.
It's like you're already up. Once you see Megagodzilla, you know exactly what's going on.
No, literally, you're following around for like Scooby Doo missions.
Yes,
it's like literally Scooby Doo missions. Like they're bumbling around. They get caught up, and of course they end up, like you said, in the high security research facility underneath the ground. Of course they end up there for no reason.
Of course.
Of course they end up right in with no problem. Of course they end up in the shuttle that leads them to all the way across the entire world. Of course they end up there, like, you know.
And they pop out right where Megagodzilla's standing.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's all very, very convenient for Millie Bobby's storyline. Yeah, but you know, that's what you would come to expect.
But let me ask you this. I already know your answer, but let the audience hear this. Do you enjoy monster movies that focus more on monsters and less on people?
Yeah, of course. So, I mean, that's the mistake that they made for these first two of these films. It's like, you focus way too much. I mean, yes, your movies have to have likable characters in them, but when it's like 60 to 70% humans and only 30 to 40% monsters, that's your problem.
It might have been less than that in the first Godzilla.
That's what I'm saying. You'd have at least 50% or more of your movie monster movies if it's going to be a monster movie, right? Like, I think that's the biggest mistake that they made. But I think they learned their lesson with this, because I think people really like this movie. And that's obviously the biggest takeaway from this, is like, oh, wow, there's more monsters in this movie than there are people bumbling around fucking around, right? So it's like, that's what we did right.
I think there's just so many issues with the first Godzilla film that, never mind the fact that you can't see half the shit that's going on.
Yeah.
Because it's
in,
like, the pitch black dark.
Yep.
The second one gave you more monsters, but then it gave you more people.
They gave you more monsters, but they gave you less screen time for those monsters.
Yeah.
Like, they don't really fight very long in them, and if they do, it's really edited down, and it feels like it's watered down.
It's only that Rodan scene that really, like, is exciting.
Yeah,
that's against the humans, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. That's against Godzilla. What I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. They almost, like, they don't give you enough of actually what you're looking for. They just give you a bunch of, like, really short, intense, but really short monster scenes. And in the end, it's just like, that's not what I want. I want to see them fight. Like, it's supposed to be a King of Monsters movie, and there's more fighting in Godzilla and Kong versus Kong movie than there is in this. So it's like, yeah, there's something to be learned from that.
If you like Skull Island, you'll definitely like this. This has more of that feel to it, where it's more of like an adventure film with monsters fighting than it is just, like, this political plot that's going on behind the scenes with monsters in the background.
Yeah.
So we're going to take a quick 10-second break to leave you a message from our sponsor. Then when we get back, we'll break down all the action scenes in Godzilla vs. Kong. We'll be right back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. And Frank's going to start with fights.
Okay, so this is a little bit of a unique situation, because there's obviously not fights in the traditional sense that we would give it, right? But, like, I'll give it in terms of, like, how much I enjoyed it. And to be honest with this, I have to say, because I was not expecting much from this, I actually gave the fights a 4 out of 5, because I actually enjoyed all the fights in this movie, because I loved all the Kong versus Godzilla, all the Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla, the Kong versus Mechagodzilla. I loved every fight scene that they're in. I loved all of it. Of course, it wasn't perfect, but it was a lot better than what I was expecting it to be. So I definitely gave it a 4 out of 5 for this.
I'm on the same boat as you. I actually gave it a 5 out of 5.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the reason I did was because I don't know what more they could have gave me in a Kong vs. Godzilla movie of like, these two monsters fighting. Like, what was they going to do? Like swing and jump kicks? Like they have people slamming each other's heads through buildings. Like, everything I would have wanted, they did.
Yeah, no, they definitely did. I you know what it is? I think I would have wanted maybe, like, one more monster fight that wasn't between them two.
Yeah.
Like, he just fight a couple other monsters in it. I would have liked one other, maybe, like, major monster fight beyond just him and Godzilla together, like, fighting. I think maybe that would have did it more. I think between him and Godzilla, it was great when they get to the city in Hong Kong. But, like, yeah, at one point it was like you said, what were they going to do? And I think that's why I didn't give it a 5 out of 1, because it was like, I don't know, impress me. You know what I mean? Like, really knock it out of the park. Like, really go that. And it just didn't quite reach that for me, though. It got got damn close to it, especially in the Hong Kong fight. Like, that was probably the best fight, him and Godzilla, the whole movie. But, like, yeah, it just didn't, like, I don't know. Like, it was what I expected. Maybe a little bit better, but it just didn't like blow it out of the water.
Watching Mechagodzilla beat Godzilla up was like crazy, yo.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like the
yeah.
WWE thing on the turnbuckle with a bunch of buildings.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's just smashing it from building to building.
Like I said, it delivers more than what you expected. Like I was expecting a 3 out of 5, and it gave me a 4 out of 5. So it was like, okay, you guys definitely went above and beyond what I thought you
would. It's funny that you know it got a 5 out of 5 for me because I love the fights and. Going by the last two movies, I was going in like, here we go, 2 out of 5. They're gonna,
yeah, exactly.
They're going to follow the humans around while these guys are fighting.
I was not expecting much from this, you know. So the fact that they didn't do that, it gets you know, a higher grade.
There's no shootouts. Like, like Godzilla doesn't pick up a machine gun in this movie.
No.
Unfortunately,
he doesn't go lock, stock, ready to bless him away.
Chase scene, I gave a 2 out of 5. Like, there's this scene where... Alexander Skarsgård and like his little crew are chasing Kong through the underground world, and like during the chase scene, there's like Kong gets into a fight with like these two pterodactyl looking monsters.
Yeah, they're like giant birds or whatever.
It is fun. It's actually really fun. That's one of the cooler fights in the movie too, because it's like you said, it's not the Godzilla vs Kong fight, so he's fighting something different.
Yeah,
and you know it's a little chase scene going on, but there's nothing crazy. Like there's no crazy chase scene.
Yeah, I say they gave it a 2 out of 5. It's not really isn't a chase as much as like they're following Kong to like the center of the Earth. And it's kind of inventive in like what they do, but at the end of the day, it's nothing special. That one fight is unique. It's fun, and they kind of help him out a little bit in that scene too. Like it's different, but yeah, it's nothing special though. Nothing.
What'd you do for special effects?
Special effects again. I gave it a 5. I was gonna give it a 5 out of 5. I gave it a 4 out of 5. The reason why I didn't give it a 5 out of 5 was I think there was some things. Again, there's always that. It's like that uncanny valley thing where it's like special effects still look like special effects. Like they're great, but they're still it still looks fake. And I think it'll be a long time before you get that perfect. But I mean, this was as damn close as you could expect to get it. Really, without it being photorealistic, right? Like, that would be a 5 out of 5, but this is the closest you're going to get, so it got a 4 out of 5.
I gave it a 4 out of 5 also, and one of the things that bothered me, and we were talking about this before we got on the air, was their trip, like, this, like, they had, when they're going to the center of the Earth, they, like, go through, like, this, like, vortex thing that looks like 80s disco balls thing, like a wormhole.
Yeah.
And it's just I didn't like the effect. I thought it was, like, cheap and dumb.
Mm-hmm.
So like I was like, yeah, you could have thought of, like that wasn't creative to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But all the other special effects, like I get to 4 out of 5. They're like when they're fucking up the city, like that shit is crazy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it looks good. Like I said, I don't know how much better really it could have gotten. You know what I mean? Like we're not at that point where we can have photorealistic everything.
But like you said, unless they're like animatronics made by like Steven Spielberg, like it's hard to get a 5 out of 5 like realism. Like,
exactly.
When you're interacting with nothing.
Exactly. It's all CG. The whole movie CG. So at some point, it's still gonna look fake, right? Because it's CG. So yeah, it's gonna be very hard for any movie to kind of get that 5 out of 5. But we're not quite there yet.
Like we would even give Avatar probably a 4 out of 5, even though they look so good. It still misses that.
Exactly.
It still has that blue people don't look like real people thing.
Exactly. You can still look at it and tell like that's layered on there. You know what I mean? Like it's computer generated. We're not quite there yet.
Close,
but not quite. Yeah.
What'd you do for stunts?
Well, for stunts, I mean, here's the thing. Obviously, stunt. I mean, everything is CG. Yeah. So like you know. Obviously, that's not like stunt work. There's some human do some stunt work. There's a part like when they're in the ship and it gets like overturned and like they're underwater and everything. I gave it a 3 out of 5 because there's stunts in it, but there's nothing amazing where I'm like, whoa, would you see those stunts in this movie? Yeah. But like there is stunt work to be had. Like there are humans doing stunts in the movie, right? And there's more than just a few of them happening because it's a disaster film essentially, really. So. You know, there are, but it's nothing, it's just nothing amazing. I wouldn't say that's one of the highlights of this movie, but it's there.
I also gave it a 3 out of 5. I thought, like, there's a, like you said, the boat stunt's probably the best stunt work on the
Yeah.
The
stunt humans work going really on involved in that.
Humans.
Scene.
And when they're in, like, Kong's family lair, there's a lot of stuff going on there, too, that stunt work.
Yes.
But other than that, you know, like you said, you're not going to give CGI characters stunt points.
Exactly, yeah. This Kong doesn't get stunt doesn't get part of his stunt work.
It's more like, it has like a lot of like that Indiana Jones style stunt work where it's more like adventurous.
Yeah, they're adventure stunts. They're not fighting stunts. Yeah, there's nobody getting like thrown through tables and out of windows and things like that. That's not what's happening, you know?
My overall for this movie, I gave it a 4 out of 5. I thought it was really good.
Yeah,
what it
same,
was.
yeah, same here. Four out of five, only because how bad the I think when the 2014 Godzilla one is, and the Godzilla King of Monsters, how bad those were. I was expecting this to be at best a 3 out of 5.
I can't
and
think
it
of
really
anything
surprised
else.
me.
Like, after I watched it, I was like, that gave me everything I wanted. You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah, exactly.
I was satisfied with what I got.
Yeah, you weren't like, oh man, they didn't do the. There weren't any glaring.
They don't put the tree down his throat.
Yeah, exactly.
But they do with the axe.
They do the axe, exactly. No, they have a couple of homage parts when he tries to climb the building and everything. But yeah, and it wasn't left like, oh man, there was clearly some things that he should have done and they didn't do. Like, they kind of did everything. They did exactly what I thought they were going to do, but and they did it with enough time and effort, and it looked good, and it all played well, it paced well. Like, it's overall, it's a fun movie to watch, turn your brain off, escape into. Like, it's a fun ride for kids.
And we won't ruin it, but there is a winner. Like, someone does win between Kong and Godzilla.
Yes, we won't ruin it, though, but yes, there is a winner.
My first similar movie, we forgot to go
probably
through.
Do. We definitely have both.
My first one's Rampage.
Okay, no.
Don't have Rampage?
No, I don't have Rampage.
Okay.
No.
Rampage is another movie where there's a bunch of monsters fighting in a city. There's a giant monkey, there's a giant lizard.
Yep.
This one has a giant wolf, too.
Yes.
And it's the same. It's almost the same style of movie. Like, the whole city just going down while these guys are fighting. It has good special effects. You know, it's a little more on the comedic side, like
yes,
some of the things
yeah, yeah.
going
it's
on.
Like, it's more lighthearted.
Yeah, it's a little more lighthearted, but The Rock's in it, like, you can't go wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, my first one is very similar in a lot of ways. It's Pacific Rim 2.
Okay, yeah.
It's basically giant robots fighting giant monsters in the city. It's the same thing. It's a CG fest. It's better. I think Pacific Rim 2, Pacific Rim might be, a quote-unquote, people think it's a better movie, but I think Pacific Rim 2 is more entertaining.
I think Pacific Rim, the first one.
Yeah, if you want an entertaining film, much like Godzilla vs. Kong entertaining, watch the second one. It has better robots, better monster fights. It's
it reminds
so much
you
fun.
A lot of, like, Power Rangers. It does, though, like the way, like,
yeah, it does.
Everything
no, but,
comes together.
But in
like...
a good way, though. Like,
yeah,
in fun, like, in a fun, exciting way, not like in a stupid, ridiculous way. Like, it's fun, Pacific Rim 2. And that's kind of what I got from this movie. Like, Godzilla vs. Kong is a fun movie to watch. Like, Pacific Rim 2 is a fun movie. So that's why I say check it out, because it's just giant robots fighting monsters. Like, come on.
My second one is just Kong Skull Island.
Yeah, that's mine.
Yours too. Yeah, but it has that same, a lot of it with the adventure underneath the world, and Kong's actually on Skull Island in the beginning.
Mm-hmm,
like,
mm-hmm.
It just has a very same feel, and the fight scenes are very similar when
exactly.
he's fighting one of those things called,
I don't know what they're called.
Those things that come from underground.
Yeah.
When he fights them, it's like, you know, how good it was filmed. That's how these fights are filmed too, so.
Yeah, so exactly. So that's one to definitely check out too.
Yeah, I don't have much more to say about this movie. It's just a good movie. Like, I recommend watching
it. Look, we don't really have a lot of really good modern-day monster movies, right? Like, giant monster movies to watch. So it's like, this is...
And if they're there, they're not good.
Yes, if they're there, they're horrible. They're either really low independent versions or, like, they're just not good. Like,
or there's Godzilla 14.
Exactly, yes. So at least we finally have a good, huge blockbuster budget, like, monster attack movie, really, or monster versus monster movie.
Well, that's the other thing about the second Pacific Rim. Like, yeah, it's fun, but the special effects, like, they're not very good.
No, they're not. But
not compared to this, anyway.
Not compared to this, but at the same time, you accept it for what it is, because, like, it just throws so much, like, action and nonstop just craziness in your face. You don't care, basically. Yeah, you're just having fun, going along for the ride, really, and that's it.
But when you take it against this and you said, like, big budget, like, this is what... When you watch Pacific Rim and then you get this, you're like... This is what I want. Like, this
budget. Yeah, Pacific Rim 2 is more what you want than Pacific Rim 2.
Yes.
I mean, Pacific Rim 1. Pacific Rim 2 is more like Godzilla
and this,
vs.
like,
Kong.
Takes that and ups it again.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
And then they just got to get them all. Get Ultraman in there.
Exactly. Got to get the Ultraman in there. Got to get some camera. Got to get camera in there. Got to get all the old ones.
Spewer Samurai Cyber Squad.
Yeah, get them all in there, dude. Have them all fight each other.
Beyond Troopers. Let's get it. Let's get it on.
get the Megazord in there. Might as well. Get all the Power Rangers.
Bring the Megazord
there.
And we're good to go, man.
That's it. That's what they should have. Power Rangers versus Godzilla. Do that next time. And
yeah,
how that works out.
Well, at least you have the White Rangers Godzilla robot.
Yeah, exactly.
It looks just like him.
It was a Green Ranger. He had the giant, literally Godzilla robot.
No, I thought it was the White Ranger. Had
the White Ranger had something else.
Godzilla.
He had like a lion or something.
Yeah.
The Green Ranger had the flute. He had to play the flute.
He'll play the stupid flute.
Give Millie Bobby a flute. She plays it.
That's horrible. That show's better than the last movie.
You really, seriously.
But yeah, all right, this is Mr. Action signing out.
It's Frankie Cranks. Until next time.